Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Leaving retirement benefits to a charitable remainder trust is a creative planning technique that can be ideal for certain clients. If you have a client who has substantial retirement benefits, has some charitable intent as part of his estate plan, and also who wants to benefit an adult who's over age 40, roughly, the CRT may be your solution. First, what is a charitable remainder trust? Well, it's a trust that provides, to start with, a life income to a human beneficiary. It could even provide income for multiple human beneficiaries. Today, we'll just be discussing a single beneficiary. It also could provide income for a term of years, up to 20 years, rather than for life. But today, we're going to focus on a CRT that provides income for life to the human beneficiary. The key feature is that the income the human receives is not what we usually think of as income. It's not the interest and the dividends on the trust's investments. Rather, under a charitable remainder trust, as defined in Code Section 664, the income must be either a fixed dollar amount each year or a fixed percentage of the trust's value each year. When the trust is drafted, the client specifies right there at the beginning which method will be used and what the dollar amount or percentage payout will be. If the trust pays a fixed dollar amount each year to the human, we call it a charitable remainder annuity trust, or CRAT. If the trust pays a fixed percentage amount annually, it's called a charitable remainder uni trust, or CRUT. Because CRUTs are more flexible planning tools, they're used more often than CRATs. So we'll assume today that we're talking about a CRUT. Now, the annual unit trust percentage payout under a CRUT must be at least 5% per year. Under either a CRAT or a CRUT, when the human beneficiary ultimately dies, the trust terminates and passes to the client's chosen charity. And that's why it's called a charitable remainder trust. CRTs have significant tax advantages. So obviously there have to be some trade-offs. The main trade-off is that your human beneficiary cannot receive anything from the trust other than the annual uni-trust or annuity payout. Regardless of need, regardless of emergency, the life beneficiary cannot dip into the principal of the CRT. What are the tax advantages of a CRT? First, there's an estate tax charitable deduction for amounts left to a charitable remainder trust. The deduction is not 100% because the charity is only a partial beneficiary of the trust. Only the value of the charity's remainder interest is deductible. The most important tax advantage, though, from the point of view of retirement benefits, is that a CRT is exempt from income taxes. As long as it does not receive unrelated business income, the CRT pays zero income tax. The human beneficiary generally will have to pay income taxes on the annual unit trust distributions, but the trust itself is income tax exempt. Now follow along here. This means that if you make your IRA or other retirement plan payable to a CRT, the entire plan balance goes into the trust immediately upon your death with no income taxes. You don't have to worry about qualifying for the stretch life expectancy payout. The trust doesn't need to defer taxes. It doesn't pay any taxes. You don't have to worry about whether your retirement plan offers life expectancy payouts or beneficiary rollovers or anything else. The CRT can receive a lump sum distribution of the entire balance from the plan at your death, income tax free. The CRT is ideal for a charitably inclined client who is trying to benefit an older adult beneficiary with his or her retirement plan. For example, suppose we have two bachelor brothers. Ed is 75 and Fred is 73. They have their farm and they have some investments, and Ed has a $1 million IRA. Ed wants his assets to benefit Fred if Ed dies first. The brothers are from a very long-lived family, and they want their assets to go to charity ultimately when they're both deceased. Well, if Ed just leaves the IRA outright to his younger brother Fred as beneficiary, the very best deal Fred can get from that inherited IRA would be to take out distributions annually over his IRS life expectancy, which is less than 15 years at age 73. By the time Fred reaches age 89, the entire IRA will have been distributed and taxed. Instead, if Ed leaves the $1 million IRA to a 5% charitable remainder unit trust, he's providing Fred with an income of approximately $50,000 a year that Fred will get from the CRT. That's 5% of the $1 million that the CRT receives from the IRA. And that $50,000 a year income will last for Fred's entire life, not just his life expectancy. Fred will not have to worry about minimum required distributions or money management or anything else. He'll just get a check every year from the trust. On Fred's death, the trust will pass to Ed's chosen charitable beneficiary. It's a good plan, but don't forget the trade-offs. Fred will not be able to access the principal of the CRT, so we'll need to be sure that there are other assets available for emergency needs or any need that would require more than just the income Fred will receive. Also remember, the IRA will still be includable in Ed's estate. The charitable deduction Ed gets for leaving that IRA to a CRT will reduce, but not eliminate, the estate tax on the IRA. So we always need to make sure that possible estate taxes on the CRT are provided for with other assets. Think of the CRT solution whenever you have that charitably inclined client with substantial retirement benefits who would like to leave a life income stream to an adult beneficiary. In addition to clients providing for their siblings and other non-spouse relatives, it can be useful for couples who want to provide for each other but are not married to each other, and they need some kind of tax break because they don't get a marital deduction or spousal rollover. It can even be a useful way to provide for a client's adult children. From time to time, I hear a client say, "I'm worried about my son. He's 55 years old, and he's still trying to find himself." The client has a son or daughter who can't find a job or can't hold a job and just doesn't seem to be financially on top of things. The client is actually worried this child is going to wind up homeless. Leaving retirement benefits to a charitable remainder trust for the life benefit of the financially challenged child can provide him or her with a secure, creditor-proof, divorce-proof income for his or her entire life, and that gives the client peace of mind as well as tax savings. The CRT can even make sense as a way to provide for the client's spouse. The usual plan we recommend for a married client is to leave retirement benefits outright to the surviving spouse so he or she can roll them over to his or her own IRA. But there's an Achilles heel in that plan. For the spousal rollover to work, the surviving spouse actually has to do something after the participant's death. The spouse has to fill out the paperwork to accomplish the spousal rollover after the first spouse dies. If the surviving spouse is a procrastinator or is paperwork phobic or is too busy partying and having fun, he or she may never get around to doing the rollover with disastrous results. Instead, by leaving retirement benefits to a CRT for the life benefit of the surviving spouse, you eliminate the need for the surviving spouse to take any action after the first spouse's death. The good tax results happen automatically with the CRT. As an added bonus, there is zero estate tax on a CRT if the only beneficiaries are the spouse and a charity. Is the CRT great for everybody? No. For both technical and economic reasons, the Charitable Remainder Trust, as beneficiary of a retirement plan, does not work well if the human beneficiaries are too young. So this is probably something to look at only if the intended human beneficiary is over 40-ish. And of course, if the client has no charitable intent, it does not make sense at all. So it's not for every client, but for certain clients, leaving benefits to a CRT is a dead cert terrific estate plan. For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.